What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
We've got a mixed market here. It's trading down, but it may bounce because we've had a series of brown shoots. Employment cost index came in hot, but the PMI was weaker. I don't want to get too much in the weeds here. I would say what's happening is I continue to believe that the previous month was not strong. I continue to believe that there is no stagflation. I continue to believe that we can be stock pickers here, but we have to have companies that do better than expected.
No, absolutely. That's obviously the key to the game. Companies beating and raising. Saw some of that today in a few of our companies. Didn't see that in another. We'll get into that in a moment. But you mentioned the economic data. That comes ahead of the Fed meeting tomorrow. So we'll get Powell's view on everything. Certainly not expecting him to cut rates. But we'll see. But why don't we just jump into earnings?
Sure,
I think
absolutely.
That's really important. Starting with Eli Lilly. Revenues did miss. A lot of that had to do with the shortages, though,
right,
of tirzepatide, Mounjaro, Zepbound, the GLP-1s. Not a demand issue, of course, but a big earnings beat. But the most important thing was that they raised the full-year outlook for revenue. $2 billion, pretty big number. To $42.4 billion to $43.6 billion, well above consensus. And that's all off continued strong performance in Mounjaro and Zepbound, but also greater visibility into production expansion for the remainder
right.
of
now
the
they
year.
Tell that's me in November, key. One of the plants is open, is going to be online. There's another one coming. They have capacity all over the country. They're trying to grow. They have European capacity. They're doing everything they can, which is why they're using a very yeah. big number for the end of the year, because they will have a gigantic increase in production, yeah. which is important because they're losing a lot of share to Wegovy, which is considered to be equal, although Lilly does have some characteristics that are a little bit better when in terms of ease of when you can use it. Now, I do think also that David Ricks made a point that they will have a pill maybe yep. within the next year. No one else has that. There are other people who claim. Amgen claimed it, but they don't have it within the next year. Given the fact that they already have a formulation that's working, the FDA will fast track this. So I like everything I heard. The company is being a little more bullish offline than they are online.
And remember, the shortage, it's not the medicine itself. It's the auto injector. So
right.
they are looking for ways to perhaps increase the medicine in a single injector. They have that quickie pen use outside of the United States where you can do four shots in one injector. So they are looking for ways to essentially give more medicine to patients. But we'll see. Again, when you have a miss, I mean, on revs, it was shrugged off again because it's a shortage.
It's the highest quality problem. It's tremendous demand.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.